Merlin, Arthur and the Unicorn, based on the screenplay by Howard Overman. Series created by Julian Jones, Jake Michie, Julian Murphy and Johnny Capps. Adapted by Linda Edwards as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Copyright 2009 Shine Limited. Licensed by Fremantle Media Enterprises. All rights reserved. Arthur and the Unicorn. Prologue. Young Merlin left his home in the country. He went to live with Gaius in the city of Camelot. Gaius was an old friend of his mother's. Merlin had a lot to learn about life in the city, and Gaius helped him. Merlin was good at magic, but only Gaius knew this. The king did not like to have magic in Camelot. When Merlin first met Arthur, he did not like him. But the great dragon spoke to Merlin.
"One day, Arthur is going to be a great king. But he cannot do this without you, Merlin. You must protect and help him."
Chapter 1. The Unicorn. It was quiet in the forest. The men watched and waited. White light danced through the trees and on their faces. They were ready to kill. Arthur spoke quietly to Merlin.
"Look," he said. "Something white. In the trees. Go in there. When the animal runs, I can kill it."
Merlin left the others and walked into the trees. He wasn't happy. He didn't like killing. It was dark too, and he was frightened. Perhaps it was a big animal. But Arthur was the king's son. When Arthur said something, Merlin did it.
Suddenly, he stopped.
Was this a dream? There was a white light in front of him. In the center of the light, there was a beautiful animal, tall and strong. It was white, and a long horn came from its head. It was a unicorn, the most magical animal in the world. Merlin heard a sound behind him. He turned. It was Arthur. And his eyes were on the unicorn.
"No, Arthur!"
shouted Merlin. But it was too late. There was a terrible cry, and the unicorn was on the forest floor. Merlin put his hand on the unicorn's head.
"I'm so sorry," he said.
The unicorn looked at him with sad eyes. Merlin watched as the unicorn moved for the last time. Arthur laughed.
"Fantastic! A unicorn! You don't see them very often."
"Why did you do this? It isn't right," said Merlin sadly.
"Don't be a girl, Merlin."
Arthur took the long horn from the dead unicorn's head. Behind him, Merlin saw someone in the trees. It was an old man in white clothes. His face was both angry and sad.
"What are you looking at?" Arthur said.
He turned, but there was no one there. Arthur and Merlin took the unicorn's horn to Uther Pendragon. The king was pleased with his son. He looked at the unicorn's horn
and smiled.
"This is good, Arthur," he said.
He gave it to his old friend and doctor, Gaius.
"What do you think, Gaius?"
Gaius wasn't happy.
"My lord, unicorns are magical animals. There is an old story. Bad things can happen when a unicorn dies."
But Uther didn't believe him.
"You're wrong, Gaius. This horn is going to be lucky for Camelot."
He and Arthur left the room. Merlin turned to Gaius.
"The unicorn was so beautiful," he told the old man.
Gaius smiled at him.
"You were lucky, Merlin. Not many people see a unicorn."
"But it died in front of me," Merlin said sadly.
Merlin looked out of the window of Arthur's room. He was very quiet. Arthur looked over at him.
"What's the problem, Merlin? Are you still thinking about that unicorn?"
"It was wrong, Arthur. I know it."
"Oh, and you know everything," Arthur laughed. "We were in the forest to kill animals, not to find pets."
Merlin didn't say anything. The picture of the dead unicorn was still in his head. Arthur went over to him.
"Look, Merlin, you are my servant. Your job is to clean my room. Don't talk to me about right and wrong. Now, come on. This room is dirty, and there's a rat. Find it and kill it."
Just then, the door opened.
"My lord," said the man, "there is a problem. The king needs you, now."
Uther was in a cornfield by the city walls. All around him, the corn was dry and yellow.
"It's dead, Arthur. It's all dead."
Arthur looked around him.
"But I don't understand, Father. Yesterday I was here. Everything was green. The corn was fine then."
Uther looked at his son. His face was white.
"We have a very big problem, Arthur. It's not only happening here."
"What do you mean, Father?"
"It's the same all over the kingdom. Everywhere, the corn is dead or dying. The people cannot make bread. The animals have nothing to eat. The people of Camelot are going to die."